Of Matthew, chapter 7. Matthew is the first book in the New Testament. Matthew, chapter 7. You know, every week we ask if you have prayer requests, and, you know, you write it down on those tabs on the material-covered seats, and you submit it, and it goes to Pastor Dennis. He types it out, and he mails it out to a prayer team. And we get to pray over the request that you made. We get to stand in the gap with an agreement with you, and we get to pray with you and for you. And I love it when you guys come back and you guys tell me, you know what, that prayer that I put in, and God answered it. And it's such a wonderful feeling when God answers the prayer of his people. Amen. I mean, we all like to receive things. Wouldn't you? Do you like to receive answered prayers? You like to receive gifts, all that kinds of stuff, right?
Yeah.
I think I'm no different. I like to receive stuff, and people give me stuff, and it's a great thing. And as parents, more so, we love to give gifts to our children because we like to see their expression. When I was a little kid, man, we'd go into the store and I would be always asking for candy. And, you know, my mom and my dad, no. You know how it is, right? They tell you no because it's not good for you. But there was like a few times, and one of them I remember was every so often we would go down to the beach as a family. And then on the way home, we'd stop at a small mom and pop store. And we'd ask for candy and soda, and my parents, that's the one time that they would buy those things for us, and was such a treat. And my grandmother, she worked hard. She was actually, she had a pig farm and a garden. And when we would go to visit her every so often, she would work hard, save her money, just so that when we could come over as little kids, that she could buy us sodas. And that was like so cool. I remember those soda machines where the bottle is lying sideways and the cap is facing to you? Only the old people know that, yeah? Yeah? You put in the money and you pull the bottle out. It's like, wow, old style. But, you know, we do that. And then... sometimes we don't understand why our parents tell us no when we want something that, you know, is bad for our health. And when we're little, maybe we don't understand. But as we grow up and we become parents ourselves, and our children do that same thing to us, and we tell them no. Because we know why. It's not because our parents told us no, but we know the health benefits or the thing that's going to cost us if we get them addicted to junk food and candy and soda and all that stuff. And I now understand why my parents said yes to some things and no to other things. And now as a parent, you know, I really enjoy giving gifts to my children. I love to see their expression, their joy, their gratitude when receiving something. Sometimes they get things because they ask. Sometimes it's because we see a need in their lives, so we want to help them out. And I believe that God is like that parent. He wants to give us good things, good gifts. But at times, we just don't ask. Maybe sometimes we think, well, you know, God, he's kind of busy, you know, trying to manage the whole world. And maybe he's too busy for this simple request. So sometimes we choose only to ask God for things where it's like, hey, God, I want a house. Or, hey, God, I want a spouse. Hey, God, I want a car. You know, and maybe we tend to ask God for those big things, but the little things are like, nah, I'm not going to bother God with this small kind of stuff. I'm going to save it. I want to save my request for when I really need it. Yeah, sometimes we think, oh, I got to save my request for, oh, man, when I'm in trouble, that's when I'm going to use my request. When I'm driving down the road and I look in the mirror and I see that blue light behind me, oh, God, please get me out of this. I promise. I'm not going to ask for anything for another 30 days. Whew. You know, I get that a lot. I drive and I see the blue lights behind me, and I think to myself, okay, was I speeding? No, I wasn't speeding. Was I talking on my phone? No, I wasn't talking on my phone. Do I have my seatbelt on? Yes, I have my seatbelt on. Okay, then he's not going to pull me over because I didn't do nothing wrong. And sure enough, he pulls the guy in the back of me over, like, whew. But sometimes we hold on to our requests for, like, the really major things, like we're in trouble and we really need help. But, you know, I think we just got to keep asking. And if you study the Bible, if you read his word, you know that God is not like that. You know, he's not like, okay, I'm not gonna answer the small request, but I'm just gonna do the big one. But God is a loving God. He is like the perfect parent. He knows when to give us and when we need it. He knows not to give us candy, all the candy we want when we're 5 years old. He knows that at five, we got to learn that we cannot have everything we ask for. He also knows that when we're 20, 30, 40, 50, not to give us the $1 million we pray for, right? Because if you did get that $1 million you prayed for, you wouldn't be here. You'd be, I'm fine, I'm good. So that's why I think he doesn't do that. In Matthew 7:7-8, Jesus says this as he's teaching his disciples, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receive. And he who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, it will be opened. In this chapter, just before this, Jesus had given his disciples a modeled prayer. Some of us come to know it as the Lord's Prayer. And now he comes back and he assures them that God welcomes prayer and urges them to come to him continuously, persistently. This is why it's emphasized by the present term. Ask. Keep asking. Keep seeking. Keep knocking. Why? Because God in heaven, he really delights in giving gifts to those who persist in prayer. Now, get this. No decent father would give his son a stone instead of a loaf of bread. See, back then, they say that the bread was round. It looked almost like the rocks that they had. So he said, you know, no decent father would give his son a stone when he's asking for bread. Or he wouldn't give him a snake instead of a fish. And the thing is, if an earthly father with our sinful nature delights to do right materially for his children, then it kind of makes sense that our righteous heavenly father will much more reward his children spiritually for their persistence. Jesus speaks on the Sermon on the Mount on multiple topics, but he says about giving gifts in Matthew 7:7-11. He tells us that, you know, he wants to do that. And the thing is, here it is. Number one, we got to ask. We need to ask. Ask and it will be given. And what do you need? You know, sometimes we ask for stuff that we want, And we may not get it, but if we ask for things that we need, and he knows we need it, then yes, you can go out on the street, and somebody can walk by, and you can ask them, what time is it? And they will probably say, well, it's 12 o'clock. They will likely tell you, no relationship is needed there to ask a stranger this question. So many times people ask me, hey, what time is it? And it's like, I don't have my watch. So I get wise and I put my finger like that. Okay, it's 9 o'clock. They look at me like, you know the sundial thing? It's getting silly with them, but you know, the nature of the question and our relationship with the person will most likely sometimes determine the answer we get. While we can ask any stranger out there for the time, we'll probably get a positive response, unless you ask Pastor Scott and he'll give you a wise remark, right? So the thing is, when we ask for a stranger for the time, yeah, sure, no problem. We get a positive response. But if we was to ask a stranger passing by, hey, give me $20. They're like, crazy. You keep going. We probably wouldn't get a favorable response because why? We don't know them. They don't know us. No relation. No relationship there. If we ask our spouse for $20, we are more likely to get a favorable answer. And you know, if I ask my wife for $20, she would give it to me if she had it. Because there is a relationship there. I know her, she knows me. You see, we can ask anything of God. But think about the relationship you have with him. Do you think that our relationship with God will determine his response? Sometimes I think so. Because if I don't have a relationship with God and I don't know him, I would be asking for so many things that is out of his will. And that would be for my will. Because I always thought like, wow, you know, ask, and you will receive. Well, I can ask for anything. And when I was a young Christian, I would think, yeah, I could ask for riches and money and tools and cars. But so many of those things are out of his will. It's just things that I wanted. Until I developed that relationship with God, now, not so much. I don't ask for new fishing poles. I don't ask for new tools. You know, I ask that we would be able to build big people instead of building big churches. I ask that we would disciple more people. See, when I have that relationship with God, my prayers are more in line of what he wants. And I think when I have that relationship with him, and when I ask him, then I'm more likely to receive a favorable answer because I'm praying for things that are in his will for my life. Amen? So I think the question you might want to ask yourself, how does your relationship with God affect what you asked him for? Think about it. How does your relationship with God, how does your relationship with God affect what you ask him for? Is it really good where you're going to ask for things that will bring him glory, that would grow his kingdom, that would build big people, that would strengthen you, that would draw you closer to God? What are you going to ask for that would be in alignment with God's will for you? See, the thing is, we would never know that unless we spend time with God, reading his word, and sometimes we need to just sit and listen. Number two, seek. Seek and you will find. You can seek anyone or anything. But the thing is, okay, this is the key now. You have to know what you're seeking. If you lose money, you won't seek it unless you know it's lost. You need to know where to look when you're seeking something. Right? When you're seeking something, you gotta know where to look. Man, if you lost your car keys, are you gonna look in the dishwasher? Not really. Right? If you lost your car keys and you gotta seek them, first thing you do is, okay, check my pockets. Pull all the clothes out of the hamper, check the pockets, okay, not to check the nightstand, check the dinner table. Because I know what I'm seeking. I know where to look. Now, if I'm looking for junk food in my house, I know where it is. I know where to find it. I know where my wife hides it so I don't get it. See, because we get this junk food, and you know, I get a hold of it, and I love junk food, and I'll eat it, and then the next day it'll be gone. And she hides it in the back, in the laundry room. But I know where it is now. So I know what I'm seeking, and I know where to find it. She loves me so much, that's why she hides the junk food from me. Yeah. I don't seek the salad and the dressing. I do not. Because I would, if I need junk food, if I need junk food, I will not open the refrigerator. When we seek God in prayer, we recognize He is the one who can provide what we're looking for. So where do we look? Where do we seek? We open His Word. We seek and we sift through the Scriptures. Why? Because we're seeking a relationship with God. Now, you're seeking this relationship with God, you're not going to go look in People magazine, Glamour magazine. You're not going to look for that in those places because you know it's not there. But when we know what we're seeking, we know where to find it. Amen? You come here Sundays. Why? Because you're hungry. You're seeking God. You want that relationship with Him. You're in the right place. Because, man, if you were seeking a relationship with God, watching the NBA playoffs, not going to help. It's not. So the thing is, do you know what you're seeking? And do you know where to find it? How many of you know when you seek God, you find Him in His Word? Yes. Are you seeking God's will for your life? Okay, because that's where we find it, in the Word of God. We seek. We first got to find out what we're seeking so we can determine where to look. Then number three, knock. Knock, and it will be open to you. Man, if you're at home one day and some strange guy came knocking on your door, would you say, hey, come on in, have some food, sit down, help yourself? I don't think so, yeah? We don't let strangers into our home. Not in this day and age. Maybe 50 years ago, yeah, come on in. We wouldn't even lock our doors. I mean, when I was in high school, I took several trips to the island of Lanai and Molokai. And man, I was so amazed at how they just didn't lock their houses. It was like, what? You're crazy. Man, nowadays, even when you're home, you lock your door. We're not going to let strangers in. But God says this. If we knock, He will open the door. Only the people we are likely to allow in our house are friends. But God says this to us. You know, when we have faith, we become God's friends. When we knock, God opens the door. This knock implies that we will have fellowship with God. Man, isn't that great? Because before Jesus came, everything was done through the priests. But because of Jesus, now we have that direct line to Him. We knock and He opens. He lets us in. If we go to God in order to fellowship with Him, He's not going to reject your request. He's not going to say, I hear you knocking, but you can't come in. No. If we are living our lives like we do not know God, and we are no friend of God, man, sometimes you think, why would He let me in? Sometimes, you know, I realize something, that when we go to heaven, we're going to worship God all the time. And if we don't want to worship Him here on earth, then you think, maybe why would you want to worship Him in heaven all the time, all day, all night? I think that would be awesome. Every day we'd be singing praises. Man, it would be so wonderful. As a friend of God, as we are a friend of God, He will let us in. And He will not treat us like strangers when we knock. Amen. So we gotta knock. We gotta ask. We gotta seek. In Matthew 7, at verse 9, which one of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or ask for a fish and will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask Him? You know, the children in Jesus' example asked their father for bread, something, bread and fish, something that is good, something that is necessary. And the children asked, if they ask for a poisonous snake, would the wise father grant him that request? You know, it's like sometimes when I look at that, it's like my parents, you know, when we were small kids and we would ask for soda and candy and stuff like that, they would tell us no. Because they would know that, okay, that's going to harm their health. Man, imagine if you was like 11 years old and you asked your mom or your dad because they were smoking, hey, Dad, can I have a cigarette? Answer would be no, because they know what's harmful. But sometimes we ask things from God that will not be good for us. You know, like it's so-called a poisonous snake, something that's bad for you. And God knows us better than ourselves. So he knows not to grant that request. He knows not to give me a motorcycle. Because He knows the day I get a motorcycle, I will kill myself. Because I am reckless. I will ride as fast as I can, probably without a helmet, and probably kill myself. So He knows not to give me one of those. See, God, our Father, you know, loves us. And as we draw close to Him, as we seek Him, we learn to ask for what is good for us. And then He grants it. Not everyone has a close relationship with their father or the rest of their family, but God is the ideal father Who wants to have that quality relationship with you? When we can have a relationship with God, we can expect that He, as our Heavenly Father, will give us good gifts when we ask. Now, when we say this, it's not like He's giving us a blank check for anyone to grab. It's not by coincidence that the term Father is used. It's an actual ongoing relationship that we have with God. And it's a thing that we can hold on to, this claim. When we have that relationship with God, when we pray according to His will, it's a claim that we can lay a hold of, that ask and it will be given. Sometimes God doesn't answer our prayers because we ask for the wrong things, or we ask with the wrong motive, or we don't really, truly have that genuine relationship with Him, so we won't know what to ask for. See, when we ask, the requests aren't just anything, but the requests we make are for needs. I mean, if you ask God, God, I want a new job because I just don't like the current one. I don't like the people I work with. Now, this promise isn't that God will give you that new job because you just want it, because you may not need it. If God decides you need a new job, then He will answer your prayers according to His promise. Because I remember when I prayed for a new job, I just started going to church. And I would end up working a lot of Sundays and Wednesdays. And I asked God, you know, God, I want a job where I could go to church on Sundays and on Wednesdays. But the thing is, man, God took like 2 years to answer that prayer. It's like, wow, what was going on? I was like, you know, you would think, right? God, give me a job so that I can come to church every week and serve. You'd think that'd be in His will, right? You would think, bang, tomorrow I get a new job. Right? And it's like, man, it took 2 years. And I was thinking like, wow, how did it take so long? And as I look back, and I can see why it took so long. Because when I started coming to church, I didn't even know how to turn on a computer. Really seriously, I didn't know how to operate one. I didn't know how to email, and I was really, really lagging in the tech side. And in those 2 years, He taught me how to use the computer. He taught me how to use email. He taught me how to use spreadsheets and all these things. So that when He gave me that job, I was prepared. I had the skills. And then in the next years to follow, He continued to teach me so many more things until He called me to work at the church. Then I really could find my way around the computer. And it took 2 years, not because of God, but it was because of me. Because you know that God loves you so much. Because if He threw me into that new job without learning these things, I guarantee you I would have been fired. Because I would be sitting at my desk probably for most of the morning trying to figure out how to turn on a computer. And the pride in me would be too ashamed to ask, hey, can you help me turn on my computer? They would look at you like, what? So when I asked, I believe it was God's will. But the timing wasn't right. So I continued to seek and I continued to knock. And one day that door opened. James 1:17. Every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above. You know, it's from God. Coming down from the Father of lights, whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. See, God doesn't change like a shadow. He's solid. He is rock solid. He's not going to say this today and change his mind tomorrow. And think of the good things. Because God does want to give you good things. We got to ask. We got to seek. We got to knock. He wants to give you eternal life. He wants to give you things that will expand the kingdom. He wants to give you so many things. And one of the things that I learned early on from Pastor Alex was, man, you ask for wisdom. Every time you ask for wisdom. When you ask for wisdom, he tells us, put your hand out like this. Because that way you ask him and you're just waiting for him. You know that he's going to pour out wisdom into you. And sometimes I look, and sometimes people tell me what I say. And it's like, really? I said that? Wow, that sounds kind of smart. But I don't remember writing that. You know, and man, that's the Holy Spirit. Every good thing. So we got to ask. We got to seek. We got to knock. Amen? You can close your Bibles, put away your notes. I'm going to ask the worship team to come up. Man, one of the things that God tells us to ask for, it says that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. A lot of time, we got to ask. Because Jesus, he loves you enough to let you make the decision to invite him into your life. He's not like the devil where he can just come in. He lets you make the choice. Why? Because of love. So we got to ask. So this morning, I ask you, bow your heads, close your eyes. And if you want to ask Jesus to be the Lord of your life, to be your Savior, then I ask, with your heads bowed and your eyes closed, that you would pray this prayer with me. It goes like this. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. I repent of my sins, and I turn to you. Come live in me. Change me. Cleanse me. Make me the person you want me to be. I receive you, Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior. With your head bowed and your eyes closed, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, or you're renewing your relationship with God, whatever it may be, would you hold up a hand? I want to pray for you. Anybody out there? Anybody out there? All right. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I pray for each one of us here that we would ask. We would ask for things that would be in alignment with your will for our lives. I pray that we would seek. We would seek you. And we would search for you with all of our hearts so that we can find you. And then, Lord, I pray that when we knock, you would open and let us in. Lord, thank you for this verse that you have taught us to ask, to seek, and to knock. That we cannot be afraid when we come to you with a request. But your word says that we need to do that. We thank you. And we pray this in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Give the Lord thanks. Thank you, Jesus.